Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 20th. Happy Saturday. I'm actually, Lord willing, at the beach today for a baseball tournament and soaking up the rays, hopefully on the beach some and not just at the baseball field. But I hope that you're having a wonderful Saturday wherever you are today. That means that Wayne and I will not be at church tomorrow, but Ethan McVeigh will be leading out and preaching tomorrow. So be in prayer for Ethan as he wraps up his final preparations. We're in John's Gospel today in chapter 6, verses 60 through 71. And this is the section where many disciples desert Jesus. And they desert him because the teachings that he presents are quite hard. In fact, they're offended by Jesus' teachings. They think that Jesus is a Messiah who will come with a political reign. And when Jesus begins to talk about the fact that he has to die in order for them to have eternal life, and when he talks about them eating his flesh and drinking his blood, and even that he is from heaven, some of them think this is too hard to believe, and so they desert Jesus. But we see Simon Peter and the other disciples decidedly say, no, we will not desert you. Although we know that in the Gospels, Peter does desert Jesus for a time. But the hopefulness is that even when we deny him, he cannot deny himself. And he is faithful and forgiving. And so if we return to him, he welcomes us. Okay, starting in verse 60, here we go. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." I think back to verse 68 often, which says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Oftentimes when I'm in a struggle or I have experienced loss or someone near me is going through extreme suffering and I do not understand why, I am tempted to doubt God and to say, "If you are real, then why don't you do X, Y, or Z?" But then I bring myself back to what the disciples say here. "Yes, Lord, your teaching is hard. Yes, Lord, we can't fully understand. But we know that you are the one we have experienced. And we know that you have eternal life in your hands. And we know, because we have seen you at work in the Gospels, that you are the Holy One of God. And so we commit ourselves again to trusting and to following you, even when we cannot fully understand what you are doing." I want to try something new today with the Proverbs. I want to go through them a little bit more slowly so that you can repeat them after me. And hopefully this will help us to think more clearly about what the author is saying. Starting in chapter 14 and verse 22. "Do not those who plot evil go astray? But those who plan what is good find love and faithfulness." All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. The wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yields folly. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is deceitful. He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. A large population is a king's glory, but without subjects, a prince is ruined. A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous have a refuge. Wisdom reposes in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools, she lets herself be known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant incurs his wrath. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. The Proverbs continue to remind us that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Verses 26 and 27 here both remind us to fear the Lord. Let's read verse 27 again. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. I read this in the book, The All of God by John Bevere. The Hebrew word for fountain carries the meaning of flow or constant source. To live well doesn't result from sporadic good decisions, rather from the consistent flow of wise decisions that bear lasting fruit. The second word here that we highlight is snare, turning a man from the snares of death. It refers to a trap or bait. The proper understanding of this Hebrew word is the lure or bait placed in a hunter's trap. Any good hunter knows that a trap needs two things to be successful. It must be hidden in hopes that the animal will not recognize it for what it is, and it must be baited to entice the animal into the trap's deadly claws. And so as we think about the fear of the Lord being a constant flow of His wisdom, when we come with this reverence and awe for Him and a desire to serve Him, then this is going to flow into life. But on the flip side of that, when we're left to our own devices, separate from God's wisdom, we're known for making bad decisions. Why is this? The book says, "The way of death and destruction are hidden and baited, no different from the hunter's trap. What appears to be good and wise and beneficial and enjoyable is often merely bait to lure you into what ultimately is bad and unwise and detrimental and grieving. The fear of the Lord protects us from this by faithfully turning us away from these traps." Will you pray with me? Father, we are here together because we love You and we want to know Your Word better and we want to know You ultimately through Your Word. Give us a discerning heart. Help us to begin with the fear of You, a reverence, an awe, a desire to please You. And Lord, would You bring life? Help us when we feel tempted to turn back to Your Word and what it says for us. Because You, O Lord, are the one in Jesus Christ who has the words of eternal life. And we have no one else to turn to. And we thank You, Lord, that we can trust You, that You are sovereign and You are faithful. And we love You. Amen.